The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You're listening to the Woodshed Music Program, and once again, I'm your host, Gary Puckett. We're coming to you exclusively through the new media program feeds of www.theflypod.com. I want to welcome all of our new MP3 and iPod subscribers. Our listener numbers continue to climb, and we thank each and every one of you. We are your premier source for local world time-shifted MP3 audio podcasts and are totally immersed in the new media evolution. To start off the show today, I'm going to play the title track from one of the CDs from my guest on today's show. This guy, he is just one talented fella. His name is Yancey DeVere, and the name of this song is Cowboy Paintbrush. We'll be right back.
I ride through the mountains up in old Montana, singing old trail hand tune. Time flies like an eagle on them wide open spaces. I'll hit 'em down south pretty soon. The summer sun's blazing, face like a raisin. I'm gonna see my gal come fall. Swear I've never seen the sky so blue as I yodel an old cowboy call. Hey, yo. I first heard the yodel from a brakeman on the westbound, whistling down the mountainside. My hat goes off to Guthrie, Elton, Britton, Autry, all songs that made the spirit fly. The campfire's glowing, the Belly River's flowing, while coyotes yip, the dog is bawl. Where I've never seen the star so new as I yodel an old cowboy call.
Yodel-o, dee-a-lo, 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 dee-
That was Cowboy Paintbrush, and with me today on the show is Yancey DeVere. Yancey, welcome to the Woodshed Music Program.
Well, howdy, folks, and howdy, Jerry. Nice to be here.
How you been?
I've been great. It was wonderful that you came out to Deadwood to see me and heard me perform, and I'm very honored to be on your program.
Well, you're very welcome. I got to tell our listeners that I was on a road trip recently, and I caught Yancey's live performance in Deadwood, South Dakota, and I liked the show so well that I went back for a second show. So if that tells you anything. Now, you're based now out of Montana, but from some of your music, and we've listened to all of the CDs here in the studio, I detect some slight traces of a Cajun sound in some of your music. Am I here? I'm right, aren't I?
Yes, I was born and raised in New Orleans. I spent 18 years in New Orleans, and so I'm very influenced by that. But as soon as I got wheels, I went to California, and then I migrated up to Montana. So I've been up in this country I've been out west for most of my life, and I love the West. I mean, there's nothing like it.
Beautiful country. The people are wonderful.
Well, that's kind of why I like it. Actually, that Cowboy Paintbrush that the listeners just listened to, I took a horseback trip up into Glacier Park, and we went up the Belly River, and we stayed in there for 3 days, and it was just so awesome. That song came out of that experience.
Great inspiration. Well, I like the yodeling you do in the Cowboy Paintbrush, and you don't hear much yodeling very often, but tell me, how do you do that? Is it your throat, your tongue? I mean, can somebody learn how to do this?
It's a combination of your throat and tongue, actually. It's just an octave. Hey, you know, I can't really do it this morning here in Deadwood. So, but, yeah, it's a combination of the tongue and the throat, and you just kind of put stuff out in between. You put your throat in into your tongue. Well, I learned off Jimmy Rogers. I listened to the old yodeling brakeman,
yeah.
Jimmy Rogers, not the uh-oh honeycomb guy.
Yeah.
I listened to the old yodeling, and I got how he threw his voice, and then I started listening to guys like Rex Allen and Elton Britt. And Gene Autry and Roy Rogers, they were all excellent yodelers.
They were artists, yeah.
Yes.
Truly were.
And Riders in the Sky, I mean, Ranger Doug is one of the finest yodelers in the world. So I've got a couple of his CDs. I listen to him all the time.
I have heard him many, many, many times. He is. They put on a great show.
They are fabulous. I've opened for them at the Tweetsie Railroad. Yeah, we became good friends. And actually, Joey Miskelin, their musical director, is on one of my cuts. It's called Mamona Mama because I lived in Hawaii for a while. It's about a heavy set Hawaiian girl, but he plays a polka on that CD, so it was a lot of fun.
That's cool. Well, Yancey, how long have you been playing guitar and singing and writing songs? I mean,
I started in New Orleans on Bourbon Street when I was 17. Actually, I was playing the bars in New Orleans when I was 13, 14 years old. We started playing at the colleges, and you know, we played a lot of frat parties, that kind of thing. And I stayed in New Orleans on and off till I was 18 to 21. I was on Bourbon Street in and out. I was kind of acclimating myself to the West.
Would you still have the very first guitar you ever owned?
No, that got ruined in Katrina. Actually, it was at safekeeping in my house in New Orleans, at my mom's house, and it was under 11 feet of water for 6 weeks.
Oh, boy.
So it came apart. It was an old guild. So.
Well, Deadwood, for those who are geographically challenged, it isn't too far from Sturgis, South Dakota, where once a year 500,000 bikers converge. South Dakota in general is not very populated, but what's that place like when 500,000 motorcyclists kind of take over the area? Is it kind of zoo-like?
They're here. They're actually coming in this week already. The bike doesn't even start for another week. But you'll have bikes everywhere in the hills, yes. It's just constant rumbling everywhere. So it's actually, Bike Week now is actually 3 weeks long. There's people that come a week before and come a week later. So it's getting big, yeah. It's an awesome event. I mean, it's fun. If anybody out there has never been to Sturgis, you've got to come up to the hills and just to see it, witness it. It's like Mardi Gras for bikers.
You know, I was just going to say, I would compare it to Mardi Gras. I would compare it to Times Square on New Year's Eve. You know, it's kind of semi out of control, but just a crazy environment, and somebody has
to. Well, there's that element of wildness, yes.
Yeah. Well, I want to break in right here, and let's play another one of your songs. I really enjoyed this one in your live show. The song is called Cheyenne Stage, and before I play this, Yancey, would you set it up and tell us the story behind the legend of this song?
Sure. Well, I was commissioned to do it for the Department of Tourism for Cheyenne and for Deadwood. So I got some books and read about it. It was a very dangerous trip, and actually when gold was discovered in 1876 up here, it was still sacred Sioux land, and it was a felony to be up here. And so the 7th Cavalry was up here, and they were trying to keep people out, but, you know, they were actually shooting the Sioux on their own sacred land. It was given to them by treaty, and they were actually killing Indians up here for being on their own land. So when you got to Cheyenne, it never was called the Deadwood stage. It was the Cheyenne stage, and everybody knew it went to Deadwood. So that operated illegally for years until it finally became a territory, and then they called it the Cheyenne, the Deadwood stage. But, yeah, so the Indians were throwing arrows at it, and there was robbers down the canyon robbing stages. So the governor of the territory went into the prisons and commuted a bunch of sentences of some of the worst outlaws in this area, because they knew all the other outlaws, and they'd ride shotgun messenger is what they called them, because they were delivering a message that you're not going to rob us anymore. So, and that put a curb on all the robberies, but it was a very tedious, dangerous stage ride up into the hills from Cheyenne.
Oh, that's
so
great.
That's kind of the flavor of it.
Well, let's listen to this song. I really like this during your live performance, as I said, and I think the listeners will get a kick out of this. This is Cheyenne Stage. We'll be right back with Yancey in just a few moments.
Before the sun goes down, just another weary drifter, so the wheels go round. It's an Indian pester, robber haunted, Cheyenne stage to Deadwood, destination Deadwood. It's a bitter wind, the skies are black, she's driving fast, we're told. They're gonna pack us in the coach with hay to keep away the cold. Pick up a fresh team of horses, a good hot meal's been fed. I'd trade my soul for a whiskey, a woman, and a bed. And the wheels keep rolling, rolling hillward, destination Deadwood, destination Deadwood. Ooh-hoo. We gotta make it through Red Canyon, danger lies ahead. It's a land plumb full of highwaymen, and they soon as leave you dead. They were hidden by the darkness, and they caught us by surprise. Their faces masked, pistols drawn, evil in their eyes. They said, stand and deliver, not tonight, boy, was replied. They feared our shotgun messenger, so the outlaws stepped aside. Ride, they let us ride. Ride, they let us ride. And the wheels keep rolling, rolling hillward, destination Deadwood. And the wheels keep rolling, rolling hillward, destination Deadwood. Thank you.
Yancey, I have a question for you. How do you like living in a traditional American Old West environment? What is it that you like the most about that lifestyle that's offered to you by living there?
The wide open spaces and the people. When they come up here, their spirit kind of opens up. You know, when they get out of the cities, and I think they're much more open-minded. They're much more childlike. They kind of see things they've never seen before. There's a lot of wildlife. I have elk on my property. I have a grizzly sow with two cubs right on my land up in Montana. There's a herd of elk that run around up there all the time, you know, in the hundreds. You know, that kind of moose, they'll come across the road. I'm right near Glacier Park, so all these animals are pretty much protected. They do have, you know, lots of them, and they spill out of the park. And so I get to see just the freedom of it, just the, mm-hmm. the taste that it, like it once was. It's just a taste, but it's how the world once was.
Once was, I understand.
Yeah.
By golly. Well, I'm holding three of your CDs in my hand, and when you prepare to go into a studio or wherever you're going to lay down tracks for a new CD project, I mean, I know it's a high-tech digital world we live in today, but where do you typically go to record your songs? Do you put a collaboration together and just pick a spot, or do you have a favorite studio where you like to go?
Well, my favorite studio was in Florida. It was called Bones Productions, and him and me worked on these CDs, mm-hmm. and we'd bring in a fiddle player, we'd bring in a slide player, but Bones and I would put everything together in the studio. I mainly produced it. You know,
okay.
I'd know what I wanted, and he'd lay down the tracks and get the vocals on it, and I'd do mandolin, guitar, and then we'd bring in the extra players, you know. Utility players. So, but now I'm glad you asked, because I'm doing a new CD. It's going to be Live in Deadwood, and we're going to do all the jokes that I tell around here, all the funny stuff.
I love the title.
We're going to do Cheyenne Stage Live. We're going to do a lot of new material that I've been writing. We're going to do it all live. We're just going to do it raw with guitar and live. So I'm going to try and put it together. We're going to do it this Friday.
Oh, man. Hey, when that's done, you have to shoot us one so we can do a follow-up show.
I'm definitely going to shoot you one, because if you like Cheyenne Stage, I got this harmony singer, and she'll tear it up.
That is so great. Well, you know, on the jewel case of your CD, Ghost of the Golden West CD, that one, you're playing under a structure which appears to be a series of connected arches. Where was that photo taken? Because that's a great graphic shot.
It's an old station right where I had my house in Florida. It's an old train station, and it looks so Mexican to me.
It does.
And it was abandoned. And actually, right after I shot that shot, the cop came over, and he was going to arrest me for trespassing. Because it was an abandoned train station in Venice, Florida.
That is a great story.
Yeah, it looks like it's in Mexico or Peru or somewhere, you know, it looks real South American.
Oh, very definitely.
So that's why I liked it, because it gave it a real ghost of the Golden West kind of thing.
It's a perfect match. Perfect match. As you mentioned, you grew up in and around New Orleans. What's your impression of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina? I mean, is it going to come back? I mean, it'll obviously never be the same, I think, but
it's sad. It's sad. My neighborhood, all of New Orleans East is gone. I mean, they're gonna. I'll give you an example. There's probably 50-60 homes in my immediate neighborhood, and there's probably 6 or 7 people that are in there rebuilding. So, you know, you multiply that by 270,000 homes, you're looking at, you know, maybe 30,000 people are in there working on their homes, and they're doing it all by hand. You know, they're getting no help from anyone. And so how long is that going to take? I mean, geez, it's very sad. It's bigger than anything people imagine. You just can't, you have to drive through the devastation. And now they have tours. They have tour buses that take people to the devastated areas, because it's so big and so awesome that, you know, the government is doing nothing. My mother finally got road home money. I mean, 2.5 years later, she finally got some money from Road Home to help her with her new house. So, I mean, it was just lucky we had family. The family unit was the only thing that supported us during this whole time. Mm. The government did nothing. They're really doing nothing. I think it's a forgotten blight on America, and it's sad.
It is. It truly is. Yancey, I want to thank you for coming on the Woodshed Music Program today.
Well, I hated to end on that note.
Oh, hey, we're not quite over with just yet. No, I really do like your music, and I'd like to tell our listeners that if they plan to be anywhere near Deadwood, South Dakota, just walk down the main street of Deadwood and listen up for some great music, and you're going to hear Yancey's voice kind of reverberating between the buildings. Am I right?
The Buffalo Stockade. That's right. The Buffalo Stockade. I'm outside, and you can't miss me. That Deadwood's only 4 or 5 blocks long, so you can hear me all over town.
Yeah, and stay away from those one-armed bandits.
And make sure you tell me that Gary sent you. Make sure you tell me the Fly Pod sent you, and I'll buy you a glass of water.
Which is expensive in them parts.
That's how Wall Drug got going. They got going with free water.
That's exactly right. That's
you
funny.
Bet.
Well, to take us out today, I'm going to play a special song called Sawdust Man. But before I do, I want Yancey to give us the background on this and the inspiration. Tell me this story. You've told me, but I want you to tell our listeners.
Well, my dad was a cabinet maker, and he worked in the shop from 7 in the morning until 7 at night, 9 at night sometimes, and all we ever heard was the sound of the saws. I mean, he was a hard-working man. It was a shop right behind our house in an old part of New Orleans called Gentilly. And again, it was under 11 feet of water for 6 weeks. So we lost most of his tools. But this song was written pre-Katrina. It's just a song dedicated to the memory of my dad. I just remember going in the shop when you know, there's nothing but sawdust. And he's in there happy as a pig in a wallow. And he just loved working with wood. And he'd always been that way. He started when he was 8 years old, and he died when he was 83. So he had a good life. Mm-hmm. So this was just a tribute song to my dad.
That's great. Yancey, thanks again for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate it.
Very good. Adios,
right.
Amigo.
Adios.
For more information about Yancey DeVere and his music, email him directly. It's yanceydevere@yahoo.com. Until next time, this is your host, Gary Puckett, for theflypod.com and the Woodshed Music Program. And we're coming to you free and clear to your iPod or MP3 player through our new media program feeds on theflypod.com new media network. Now, here we go. This is Sawdust Man by my guest, Yancey DeVere, and I choose to believe that his dad is looking down on this and listening to the tune. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hasta luego.
On a dead-end street, an old Gentilly in a shop behind our house, the saws would scream like banshees as the wood came flying out. He'd be covered head to toe from the labor of his hand. Gave a big smile through the sawdust. He was a leader of the band, Sawdust Man. You sawdust everywhere, all through his clothes and wood chips in his hair. He taught me right from wrong to make a living with my hands. I just called him Daddy, he was a sawdust man. I think I meant to say some things while he was still around. It was a mighty dreary day, we put him in the ground. Now I talk to him more these days as though he were able to hear my voice on the other side. You're the head of the table, Sawdust Man. You sawdust everywhere, all through his clothes and wood chips in his hair. He didn't plan I'd pick a guitar, but he was my biggest fan. 11 boys called him Daddy, he was a leader of the band, Sawdust Man. You sawdust everywhere, all through his clothes and wood chips in his hair. He taught me right from wrong to make a living with my hand. But I just called him Daddy, he was a sawdust man. Stashed some sawdust in his pocket for his trip to the promised land.